Thursday, the 21st of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is the feast of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is also known in the eastern part of the church as the entry of the Most Holy Theotokos into the temple. So Theotokos is a Greek word. And what does it mean in English? It means God-bearer. So Mary, if we look at the theology around Mary, Theotokos, Mary is the God-bearer. But we are also called to be God-bearers, aren't we? We are called to be Christ to one another. But Mary, of course, bore Jesus in her body, in her womb. She was his mom. So this is an interesting liturgical feast. It's a very old feast, and it's celebrated by Catholics and Orthodox and some Anglo-Catholic churches. The feast is associated with a story about Mary that we don't find in the New Testament. It's not there, but it is in some of the other early apocryphal works that we have of other writers from the early church. So it's in the, how's this for a word? It's in the Proto-Evangelium of James. So that's like, that's a bit like a beginning of a gospel, but it's never got quite to gospel status in the church. And according to that book, Mary's parents, whose names are Joachim and Anne, and they had been childless for most of their marriage, they receive a heavenly message that they would have a child. And then, in thanksgiving for having a daughter, they bring her, when she was still small, to the temple in Jerusalem to consecrate her to God. And then there's some later versions of the story, also from the early church, the Gospel of the Nativity of Mary and the Gospel of Pseudo-Matthew, which talk about Mary being taken to the temple and there being educated in Judaism. She was taught a lot about Judaism in order to prepare her for her role that was going to come later. That's quite an interesting story, and I think it has something to say to all of us. Essentially, it's a story about Mary going to school. That's what this really is as a feast day for us kids. It's a story about Mary getting an education in Judaism, going to the temple to learn about how to be a good Jewish girl in order to be a good mother to Jesus. Does that make sense? And so really, we want to be a bit like Mary. We want to be like Mary because Mary said yes to God in a very big way. And that's what we want to do. We also want to say yes to God. And so today we celebrate Mary going to learn about her faith, going to learn the scriptures, the prayers, the theology. So she was, from this we get that she was quite well educated. And actually, we get some other references that lead us to know that's true as well, because in Luke's gospel, and we'll look at that in a few weeks' time when we're preparing for Christmas, we're going to see that Mary sings the Magnificat, which is a very complex piece of poetry. But it's not just a complex piece of poetry. It's a kind of adaptation of an earlier song, the Song of Hannah. So it's linked. People who look at the two pieces of writing can say these two pieces are linked. We can see that the Magnificat by Mary, that she knew the Song of Hannah. And so that kind of confirms for us the sense that she was someone who had been educated in scripture studies. Now you and I also need to go to school. The most important thing we need to learn when we go to school, according to Saint Pope John Paul II, is that we need to learn the dignity of all human beings. You thought I was going to say reading and writing, didn't you? But actually, the Pope says even more important than that, we need to learn that all human beings are made with equal dignity. We need to learn how to treat each other with respect and kindness. That's the most important thing we learn at school. So educators have a fancy word for this. They say we need to be socialized, but really it means we need to learn to be kind. And if you are kind, then you have learnt this. Of course, being kind requires some effort every day. But so does everything else we learn at school, because the next things we learn at school are to read and to write and to do maths and to do sums and to reason and to work stuff out. And we learn about a whole lot of things. Once we can read and write, we can do a lot of learning. So someone I know used to say, in foundation phase, we learn to read. And after foundation phase, we read to learn. And that's the truth. First, we have to learn to read, and then we read to learn. And that's a lifelong thing, not just at school, but for our whole lives we should be learning. I try to learn something new every week, listen to something or watch something or read something that helps me grow my knowledge. It's very helpful and keeps our brains active. And that's really what Mary was doing. So when we celebrate this feast, we are celebrating Mary being educated. And we're celebrating, in a way, our own education. So I think it's a very good feast to be celebrating as we come to the end of our exams. So let's close our eyes now. Mary, you knew what it was to study. And so we ask you to pray for all the boys and girls who are busy writing exams and doing assessments and coming to the end of their school year. Help them to be like you, and to really try hard. And Lord, we ask you to bless all of us with courage and with peacefulness so that we may finish our exams well and give us stamina for this last few weeks of school. We ask this trusting in your grace, Lord Jesus, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.